We're going to continue with a final hour of phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach to help you boost your immune system and stay healthy. The phone number to call for help and assistance is 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, well on our way to another record, so keep hitting that website. Look at the information, criticalhealthnews.com. Tom will be taking text and tweets this hour as well, so we'll be back with your calls and Doc Wallach in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, you just keep going. You don't stop, do you?
No, and of course, that Friday morning I do 2 hours of Zoom. That's for Critical Health News. That's
yep.
For you guys.
Absolutely. That's the.
Let's see here. It's Rebecca and John T.
You're doing it all. You're doing it all. So that's good. And what have you been doing to fight COVID yourself? You just keep doing the same regimen?
Yeah, well, I'm 82 years old. I've been doing this, you know, the colloidal silver for 25 years. I've been doing gluten-free for 73 years. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 73 years. And I work very, very hard to eat Asian. For dinner tonight, I had lamb chops, medium rare, very nice, with three big ice cream scoops full of wild rice, not fried rice, but steamed rice, wild rice. And then I also had, for breakfast this morning, two big slices of wild sockeye salmon smoked from rivers of Alaska, along with three eggs soft poached, and the wild rice again. Sometimes I'll have a baked sweet potato with some butter on it. And then I have yogurt tonight. I had a glass of wine with my dinner. I also have about a third of a pint of gluten-free ice cream every night.
Do you design your own meals?
Oh, yes.
You pick out what you're going to have and everything else.
That's correct.
Do you cook yourself, too?
Never cook myself, but I do cook my dinner.
You do that. Okay, cool. Let's take some more calls. They're lining up for you. Next up, Wayne in Glendale, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Wayne, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, George and Doc Wallet.
Hi, Wayne.
So a quick question and a comment. I put my fingertip into a table saw cutting wood.
Oh, no.
Suddenly had a crater in the end of my fingertip. And this is 2015, so I was able to grow it back in about 8+ weeks.
Wow.
So to handle the bleeding, I put the fingertip into a pile of cayenne powder. And within a minute or less, the bleeding had stopped. So I just had this reddish-looking finger open wound.
What did the cayenne powder do for him, Doc?
Well, it's an astringent, and it actually helps contract the little blood vessels and everything and reduce inflammation.
Let's go with your comments, Wayne. Go ahead.
Yes. So I was able to clean, sterilize the wound with coconut oil and oregano oil, very powerful pathogen. And I was able to scoop from the garden plant the aloe gel out of a plant. So I was able to keep the wound in that during the day. And I put on a Dr. John Christopher bone herbal formula that.
You took care of yourself. Generate. How long did it take you to heal up, Wayne?
That was 8 weeks to when the skin healed over. But to 13 weeks in total to make it look like nothing happened.
That's pretty good, Doc. He did that to himself.
Yes. Well, it's always good when you can do self-help and you have the time and the luxury of the time. And, you know, that's a good thing.
How did our elders, shamans, Native Americans, how did they know about all these natural potions and plants and herbs to use for all these remedies?
Well, many of them go back to Bible days. And, of course, you know, there's 83 miracles in the Old Testament, and there's 80 miracles in the New Testament. We have one coming out here, a book coming out. We have like a million miracles, and so it's kind of a 2,000-year update. But it's one of those things where, again, we have what we call the quartet of books. Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Passport to Aromatherapy, and It's All in Your Head. Those four books will help you deal with over 600 different diseases, You don't need to go to a doctor to see if you're obese. You get on a scale. If you're 25 pounds over your ideal weight for your height, you're obese. You don't need to go to a doctor to see if you have high blood pressure. You don't even need the machine. You can go to a pharmacy, and they usually have the machine that lets you use it for free. You don't need to go to a doctor to see if you have diabetes. You get the test strips for $1.50 a piece. You don't need to pay $100 for an office call, $200 for the lab. You do it yourself. You get your urine blood, your urine sugar level and your blood sugar level, two different test strips, so it costs you $3. And so you can do all this stuff yourself, and that's the purpose of those books, to teach people to do all these
sure.
things themselves.
Text and tweets, what do you have for Doc Tom?
This one in from Craig in Massachusetts. Please ask the doctor, if you could only eat one fruit a day, which would be the healthiest?
If you could eat one fruit a day, what would be the healthiest? Well, let's see here.
When? breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yeah, I would go for the breakfast, start out the day. I would go with a citrus fruit. It would be either an orange, okay, or a lime. That's what they call the British limeys. That's how they got rid of it. They didn't know why it worked.
Okay.
They ate limes to get rid of scurvy, and that's why they were called limeys.
Sailors used to bring fruits on ships because of that, too.
Yeah, well, that's where they learned it from the British, the limeys. And everybody didn't have access to limes, but they used oranges and tangerines and pomegranates and papayas and every kind of fruit you can think of because it has vitamin C in it. And, of course, vitamin C deficiency caused scurvy. And the sailors, they had many other diseases, pellagra, beriberi, all kinds of stuff. Because they were only eating salt pork. They had plenty of salt, which is a good thing. They were eating meat, which is okay, but they weren't getting any vegetables or fruit. They did drink a lot of beer on the boats, or wine. If they were drinking wine, that was good because it was made from berries and fruit, but if they were drinking beers made from wheat, brought around oats, they had a gluten problem.
Let's go to Tom in Seattle, Washington. Take it away, Thomas.
Thank you there, George. Okay, Dr. Wallach, you've said several times that you eat McDonald's, and you say not to eat processed meat, but McDonald's freezes all their hamburgers. And, you know, the thing with In-N-Out Burger, the reason they have that name is because they don't refrigerate or freeze anything, or rather they don't freeze anything. So In-N-Out Burger, everything's fresh. So would you consider switching to In-N-Out Burger for every time you eat a burger?
I'm not sure they're In-N-Outs wherever you live, Doc.
Yeah, there probably is. But basically, you know, we don't eat out. Gosh, we haven't eaten out at a fast food place like, you know, Burger King or McDonald's or anything like that, or any of those Mexican, you know, taco places, Taco Bell and that kind of stuff. We haven't eaten in those things, got to be 10, 12 years. I ate at those places when I was going through college. But I was avoiding gluten, so I didn't eat the bread. I would have a lettuce wrap burger.
A lot of people, Tom does that too.
That's right.
Maybe you taught him that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, lettuce wraps with cheese and onions, you know, onion slices and, you know, ketchup and pickles and mustard and all that kind of stuff is good. But remember, I haven't eaten gluten for 73 years, and so I haven't been eating the hamburger buns or the hot dog buns and that kind of stuff. And I'll eat hamburgers, but I don't eat hot dogs and sausages because they have so many different chemicals in them.
Let's go to Bill, Williamsburg, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, George Darkowalik, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
I called before a long time ago. I ended up with Cipro, an antibiotic, and it wiped out the nerves of my legs. And within 4 days of taking that, within a month, I was ordering a wheelchair on the Amazon website. And I found out it was from Cipro after I had all my tests done. And I know it was that because they couldn't explain anything wrong with my lower back or anything. And it ended up now about 2.5 years. I'm going to the gym, working out. I'm in a walker, but I'm almost going to get out of that walker. Jesus Christ has healed me through DNA.
Good for you.
And he's just about done healing me, I think. So there's a lot of hope for people with this Cipro that they've had problems. They can get cured by just your DNA with Jesus Christ. Also, I wanted to let you know, too, I understand this what you're saying about gluten. But can you explain why this Fauci guy was said before that this is an unusual disease? It's like he was totally confused, although he says he's always saying science. But he doesn't seem to have a clue as to what that science is regarding this disease. And he says younger people have stronger immune systems than older people. And that's one way to explain that the older people are getting the disease. I think it's Bible related. I think it's like one of the Jewish people had the get free from having this pestilence things and all that. It was the younger people, the youngest one in the family of the Egyptians that got the disease, and the other ones were not. The Jews had the lamb blood on their doors, so to pass them.
That's the Passover.
Passover. Okay. Well, just you have to appreciate that the younger one, and I said this earlier in the show, and when you have a kid who's 3, 4, 5 years old and they get the COVID virus, they've only been eating gluten for 2 years, and they may have lost 5% of their villi in their intestines and their bone marrow. So they still have plenty of capacity to make antibodies. They have capacity to make white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets. So when a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old gets the COVID, they get mild, common cold-like symptoms. They get the antibodies within 3 to 5 days against the virus, and they're good to go for the rest of their life. When somebody who is 35, 40 years old, and they've been eating gluten for 30, 40 years, their intestines are dead, and even if they supplement, they can't absorb more than 0.5%. And so their bone marrows are dead. They have what's called the bone marrow dysplasia. The bone marrow goes to scar tissue and fat, and they can't make antibodies and white blood cells and red blood cells and platelets anymore. And so they got to give them iron shots and B12 shots because they can't absorb iron and B12 orally to make red blood cells because their intestines are dead. And so the intestines have to be healthy to be able to absorb the nutrients for your bone marrow to be able to make antibodies and respond to the vaccination. The vaccines don't kill bugs, which is kind of a shock to even doctors. They think vaccines kill bugs. They don't. Now, Fauci's way over his head. He really, really doesn't know what's going on here.
Would you fire him if you were in charge?
I would have fired him in 3 weeks after the whole thing started a year and a half ago.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go.
You know, following George, following his instructions, okay, for a year and a half.
Which he kept changing.
Yeah, we have 32,602,051 infections, 583,330 dead. Now, in the Arlington Cemetery, which houses our military dead from the Civil War through now.
All the wars, yeah.
All the wars from the Civil War through now. We have only 400,000 graves. We have double that in 1 year under Fauci's watch.
Well, do you think these are real numbers?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about them.
You accept that.
Yeah, they're double-checked.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Lynn in Florida. Hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Thank you, George. Doc, I absolutely love it when you have the doc or Ben on.
They're the best.
Such brilliant.
How can we help you?
Uncommon sense. I have arrhythmia. I'm not on any medication. I'm 72. I have had it for a while now.
Okay, well, let me stop you there for a moment. Now, when you say arrhythmia, is this being called by your doctor atrial fibrillation?
It is. It is.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
How old are you?
72.
Okay. Do you have any ringing or tinnitus in your ears?
No. No, no.
Do you have any balance problems?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have any loss of the sense of smell or taste?
No. Not at all.
Okay. Do you have anything going on in your hands or wrists or elbows and shoulders? Any numbness, tingling, hammer?
Two trigger fingers.
You do a trigger finger. Okay. Yeah, you have osteoporosis of the skull is your problem. You have osteoporosis of the skull. Okay. And the osteoporosis of the skull is squeezing the...
A nerve or something, isn't it?
Squeezing the spinal cord is coming out of the back of the skull. People don't realize this, George, but your spinal cord is formed in the brain, comes out of the back of the skull. When you have osteoporosis, your skull goes from a quarter of an inch thick to an inch thick, and all the tunnels that your 12 pairs of cranial nerves go through and your spinal cord goes through get half the size and you get pinched. And so all the trigger fingers, it's kind of like having sciatica in your toes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a toe problem, it's a lower back problem. It's called sciatica because the sciatic nerves from your lumbar are being squeezed by your disc and your vertebrae in your lower back. It's a lower back problem. Same way when you have trigger finger and you have carpal tunnel syndrome and all that kind of stuff, your skull is squeezing your spinal cord. When you have arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation, your skull is squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which causes this arrhythmia. And doctors want to cure you with what they call ablation. They anesthetize you, they put you under the knife, and they kill, I don't know, it's a high percentage.
They kill the nerves or something, don't they?
Well, they kill the people, okay? That's what they do.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember Elijah Cummings. He was a U.S. representative from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah. I remember the name.
Yeah, well, he actually had AFib, about 3 years ago, and Johns Hopkins convinced him it was a heart thing, so he goes in, and in front of 10 students to show them what to do, they anesthetize Elijah Cummings. Great, and, you know, he was a...
A great American.
Well, he was a great American. He was a U.S. representative for the state of Maryland for like 25 years. Okay, just very consistent, very good guy. And so at any rate, they anesthetized him, cut his chest open in front of these 10, 12 students from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. They took a hot branding iron and hit his heart with it to try and kill the part of the heart that was running amok and causing this arrhythmia and killed him.
Oh, my God. Why is it that it seems like slow, deep breaths make the AFib go away? Why is that?
Well, that's just sort of you're relieving pressure. But if you get rid of the gluten, you take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you get it on the MSM, you get it on your vitamin D3, it'll rebuild your skull, take the pressure off that 10th cranial nerve, and the AFib goes away within weeks.
Interesting. I remember when I was 16 years old, Doc, I was a stock boy at a supermarket, and I got up really fast. I was down on my knees putting some, you know, groceries on the shelves, and I stood up really fast, and I went into AFib. And I never knew what it was. It was the first time in my life that had ever happened. I thought I was dying. And for some
very
reason...
Scary. Yeah, you were squeezing the 10th cranial nerve.
Oh, and your heart's just going... Mm-hmm. But I did some deep, deep breaths and held my breath, and it snapped right back into place and started its normal rhythm again, and it was fine. What did I do right?
Well, you took the pressure in the position you were in on your knees on the floor, you know, bending over, whatever it was, you were squeezing that nerve. And when you jumped up and took deep breaths, you took the pressure off the nerve, and the symptoms went away. And, of course, you were young, and so you hadn't had it for years and years and years and years. But there's 25 different diseases you get from osteoporosis of the skull. And doctors never talk about osteoporosis of the skull. They always talk about osteoporosis in women who've had 10 kids and are 70 years old. And they have low back issues, and they have hip problems, and even, oh, you got osteoporosis. And so why don't they talk about osteoporosis of the skull? That's because their golf buddies and their tennis partners are ear, nose, and throat doctors. They're eye doctors. They're dentists. They're neurologists. And they don't want to take away their business.
Interesting take. And the insurance companies, of course, they don't try to help you.
Yeah.
They pay whatever they have to. And they try not to. Doc, we're going to take a break pretty soon. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call for assistance, for the information Doc is giving out, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And those of you on hold, just hang with us. We'll get to you when we come right back. And Doc, your website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. is monitored by the folks at KSCO, our affiliate in Santa Cruz, California, with the wonderful MZ station owner. That guy is one of the best station owners I've ever seen. Isn't he something?
Yes, he's something else. Of course, he's the one that got me started in radio 25 years ago.
He knows what he's doing. He's good at what he does.
He's a good coach, and you know, he taught me a lot about the media and radio. And so with these Zooms... And, you know, programs like Critical Health News, I mean, you have such an enormous audience. And so I like doing live audiences.
Well, we help a lot of people, Doc. We're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Stephen Weiss joins us as we talk about his latest work, The 96 Incarnations. We're going to talk about reincarnation, so get ready for that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach. Tom will take a text and tweet for you, too, and we'll get the final calls as well. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, doing very well. Go hit that website. Great information. And again, the toll-free number to call anytime you want, anytime, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They will help you with the information that Doc Wallach is passing on to all of you. And it must make you feel good when people come up to you, Doc, at these events, when we were having physical events, thanking you for helping them.
Well, it does, George. And it's one of those things where, and many of these things, you know, I don't take any pay or income for it. I pay for my own supplements. But it's a mission to do something good. And so I'm very, very thankful for the help that you and your team give. It's just really, really a blessing, and we can't thank you enough for participating. And so anything we can do for you ever, just let us know, and it'll be done.
Well, I get a kick out of people thanking us, too. I mean, it's just a great feeling to have when you can give back something to somebody. And, you know, if you don't have your health, Doc, you don't have anything. You really don't.
That's true. And, of course, it's one of those things where I've done 32,000 autopsies. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute's National Treasure. And so I've seen the worst of the worst events that, you know, kill people. And my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because they showed there were no Jake diseases, there were no Jake birth defects. It's all caused by nutritional deficiencies secondary to gluten consumption. And so it's one of those things where this is unimpeachable information. And so I feel very, very confident in giving out information because it's unimpeachable when you have those kind of numbers. You know, I want you to think about it. You have not heard anything about cystic fibrosis or muscular dystrophy or sudden death syndrome for the last 3 or 4 years. That's because I got rid of it. I'm the guy that got rid of those three diseases. Cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy was thought to be a genetic disease. Jerry Lewis took a bunch of the charts with doctors to sign off on that we had cured muscular dystrophy. He was so excited, he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis when he brought him the charts in 2011, and you never heard about the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation or the telethon again.
No, you never did. It faded away. And what marvelous work he did for the
MD. He was a wonder.
I remember every Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just loved that, man. And then, of course, you don't hear anything about sudden death syndrome anymore because April 16, 2013, we got federal court to rule that baby formulas like Enfamil and Similac had to put this one nutrient into baby formulas, and it stopped the sudden death syndrome. Dr. Milan and I went to China. We did 1,700 autopsies on kids that had died of these diseases.
That's sad, isn't it?
And published in three languages. And so the judge couldn't, the federal judge couldn't deny the results of 1,700 autopsies, so he forced the baby formulas to put that one nutrient in there.
I know what that is, selenium.
Yep. And so sudden death syndrome has disappeared. The mothers were never laying on them. 98% of the babies that were diagnosed with sudden death syndrome died in their cribs. I forced them to change the name to crib death because they weren't really, and the 2% that were in bed with their mothers didn't get laid on by their mothers. They died of the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart attack at 3 months of age.
God.
And so doctors weren't looking for a heart attack in a 3-month-old baby is why they missed it. And when you do autopsies on them, you know, it's very blatant. And then when you go to China and you do 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 and 200 of them under the age of 1 year would have been diagnosed in the USA as sudden death syndrome, got written up in three languages. The English version is the study of trace element research, the biology of trace element research. And so it was published in 1990. Very proud of that.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chester in Indiana. First-time caller. Chester, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Doc Wallach. I'm 64 years old. I'm close to 6 foot. I was 190, but with COVID, I'm about 210 now.
Okay.
And, I try to eat pretty good. I know I'm not perfect, but I'll be sitting on a couch or laying in bed, and I start getting a fluttering in my chest, like, and I check my pulse, and my pulse is like slow, normal, steady, real nice. What's that fluttering? And it goes away after
Does it feel like your heart or like a nerve twitching?
Well, it feels like it's in my chest, and I keep thinking, I'm going to have a heart attack or something, but I check and it's not painful, but I feel
is that
my heart's going real fast, and I check my pulse, and it's like slow and steady.
What is this, Doc?
Are you having a respiratory problem like COPD or hiccups or anything like that?
No, nothing. Everything's fine except I'm just getting like a pitter pattering fluttering in my chest, and I can't
figure out. Stop there a minute. Do you get anything going on in your wrist or fingers, or trigger finger, or tingling or numbness in your hands or arms?
No, my back gets sore, my upper back. You know, I have like pain up in there, but I keep thinking it's my heart, and I check my pulse, and it's normal.
Yeah. Well, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. You get all kinds of spinal nerves, and as George said, you could have a pinched nerve causing that. The fact that when you take your pulse, it's normal and calm and nothing going on there, so the odds are it's not a heart thing. But it wouldn't hurt to...
get checked out a little bit?
Yeah, I'd get checked out.
And whatever
you find out from the exam, give us a call.
What do you think about the supplement magnesium for the heart, Doc?
Well, you have to appreciate that when you take the 90 essential nutrients, you're getting all 60 essential minerals, including magnesium.
You're getting that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not big on telling people to take one nutrient.
No, I know that. As a matter of fact, the first time I interviewed you, and you had mentioned like the sudden infant death syndrome, crib death, and you said it's that one ingredient. I had to squeeze it out of you to tell me that one thing. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, see, I learned a lesson many years ago. People would ask me, what's that ingredient? And I would tell them what the ingredient was.
And they would just do that, right?
They would just do that. And they'd say, well, how's your husband Frank doing, Susie? She says, well, he died 2 months after he did what you said. I said, what do you mean? He just took that one nutrient. And I said, well, did he take all 90? No, he just took that one nutrient. So I stopped telling people what that one nutrient was so that they would take all 90, and I didn't have any more people dying.
Good point.
Following my instructions.
Final text and tweet. Tom, what do you got for Doc?
Hey, this one from Linda in Maine. Can the doctor please talk about remedies for neuropathy? And she says, P.S., what does Doc think about eating PB&Js?
What's PB&Js? What are they?
Butter and jelly, I guess.
I don't know what these are, Doc. I don't know what they are. But neuropathy is that the horrible pain in the bottom of your feet, right?
Well, neuropathy is always caused by a squeezing of upstream arteries. In other words, you get low back stuff, you get the hammer toes, you get numbness and tingling and burning in your feet and numbness in your feet and pain in your feet and ankles and legs. That's called a peripheral neuropathy. It's a back problem. You deal with the back, you get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you get on the MSM, rebuild the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, you get on the vitamin D3, help you absorb the minerals and calcium, put them in the bones, you get on our gluten-free collagen, okay, and take 5 of those capsules twice a day, and take our Fucoid Z, that's our capsules from the seaweed, take 3 of those twice a day, and peripheral neuropathies, like sciatica, that kind of stuff, go away. You get the same thing going on with your hands, just like we had this lady earlier. She had trigger fingers. She had numbness and tingling in her hands and wrists. People will get carpal tunnel syndrome. It's because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord. But when you get something going on with your heart, is AFib, or tachycardia rapid heart rate, or bradycardia slow heart rate, that's the 10th cranial nerve being squeezed by the skull. And it used to be called Paget's disease, where the skull is an inch thick and all those tunnels are half the size they should be because instead of being a quarter of an inch thick, normal, the skull is an inch thick and all those tunnels are filled with bone. And so that they renamed it Wallach's disease because it's a nutritional deficiency. And Paget thought it was a genetic thing because many generations of families would have it. And it wasn't genetic and it wasn't autoimmune. It was all nutritional deficiencies because they're all eating the same way.
Next up, Candy's in Michigan, east of the Rockies. Candy, we got you in here. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be here.
Thank you.
My son is a doctoral candidate doing a chronic pain survey on SurveyMonkey, but his dissertation's on chronic pain patients' perception of pain when taking marijuana and opioids. And I was just trying to get your take on that. And then I'm a chronic pain patient for 15 years taking opioids. But what kind of depletion would that have in my body over the course
of... Okay, well, here's the deal. If you've been on opioids for 15 years, somebody needs to go to jail.
That's not good.
Okay, because it's an addictive drug. And see, this is where doctors get in trouble for their patients because they manage the disease.
Is that like Vicodin?
Well, you know, these opioids?
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. And basically, it's a drug that is addictive, okay, and they give it to you just like they ring the bell and they give dairy cows a bucket full of grain. They come up and get milked every day. So when you get your opioids, it's like they're milking your insurance policy, okay? So if you want to get rid of your chronic pain, how much do you weigh?
5'5".
No, how much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
160.
160, 150, okay. I want you to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, you've heard this before. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, oils, no sugar. I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to take 3 of our MSM tablets 3 times a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And they will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, rectus, bone itself, and these peripheral neuropathies and pain in your back and legs and feet and toes and everything. These are all caused by nerves being squeezed because your discs shrink from a lack of nutrition. The vertebrae get closer together. They smash the sciatic nerves coming out of your lower lumbar vertebrae and your lumbar spinal cord. And they're called sciatic nerves. That's why it's called sciatica. It's one of those peripheral neuropathies. And people get, you know, give pain relief. They put on pain cream on their legs. They take opioids for pain for 15 years. Somebody needs to go to jail, okay? Because you get rid of these peripheral neuropathies in anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Interesting take. Let's go to Maria in Illinois. Go ahead, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So recently, about a little over 2 weeks ago, I was told I had a heart attack. I had really severe chest pains. I went to the ER. They did an angiogram and said that 3 of my major arteries were severely blocked 60 to 90%. They actually wanted to do a bypass, have me transported to get a bypass.
Triple bypass,
like triple, yeah.
Yeah.
But I refuse because I just don't want surgery.
Okay.
And then
I'll
put me on a whole bunch of different meds, on lisinopril, metoprolol, Plavix. I was already taking Atorvastatin, but then they doubled.
Did they give you any stents at all? Did you have a stent operation?
No, they said
none of
that. My blockages were way too much.
All right. Doc, isn't she taking a chance here, not doing anything?
Well, we're going to tell her what to do here, okay? Give me 90 days, okay? You need to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. How much do you weigh?
And 60% blocked. How much do you weigh, Maria?
I can't remember how much they said. I probably weigh about 165 to 170.
Okay, so 165 to 170 pounds, that's fine. So I want you to get rid of all the bad foods. Take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to take the MSM, take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 2 bottles a month. That's going to support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and the walls of your arteries. You can rebuild them, the walls of your veins, because it's all connective tissue. Rebuild your intestines also. And then I want you to also take the vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month to help you absorb the minerals more efficiently and put them in your bones. And then we also want you to take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I want you to take 3 of those 3 times a day. That's 3 bottles a month. They will support healthy blood pressure, but they also support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And usually within 90 days, those blocked arteries will totally open up.
Are the classics like a daily multiple, or is that something else?
Well, no, it's a supplement to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is the 215 nutrient multiple.
Okay.
Okay. But the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets are specifically designed for blocked arteries, for people who didn't want to do a triple bypass. They didn't want to have stents.
Doc, is she a walking time bomb?
She's a walking time bomb, but within 90 days we can reverse all this. But she's going to have to give up the bad food so she's not constantly damaging herself. And we've taken people in her position that haven't urinated, George, in 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week.
Dialysis.
And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating. And then in 2 more weeks' time, they're totally off of dialysis after 25 years of being on dialysis because they didn't want to get a kidney transplant.
Would you have gotten the bypass if you were her?
Myself, no. I would do what I just said. If I had blocked arteries, which I don't, but if I had blocked arteries.
How long would you do that, though, before you would get rechecked again?
Well, I could recheck myself, okay, but if I'm going to get rechecked, I would do it in 30 days and 60 days.
All right, do it, Maria, to be sure. Doc, thanks. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Ben Fuchs comes back in 3. Up next, Reincarnation on Coast to Coast AM.